This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Parenting with Passion.
My guest this morning for Parenting with Passion is Amity Dry. You probably remember her from the hit TV show The Block. Well, since then, she's recorded two albums, written a musical, popped out two kids, and she's also a regular blogger for Essential Baby. And with all that going on, she has still made time to talk to me this morning. Hi, Amity.
Hello, Katrina. How are you?
Thanks for coming on the show. I guess Australians really only got to know you initially through The Block. What were you doing before that?
I was a singer who was trying to get my big break in the industry so that I could get an album out. So, yeah, I was doing gigs and writing songs and looking for that big opportunity, which came along in a very unexpected way.
Yeah, and how much of an effect did The Block have then on getting your music career going?
It was huge. It was everything, really, and one probably the main reason why I did The Block was because I knew it would give me a little launching pad for my music. So I thought, well, if I have to renovate an apartment to do that,
it's something
I'm prepared to do.
Did you know you were going to be a talented renovator?
No, I knew I wouldn't be a talented renovator. No, I knew that I was had a good decorating style, but I didn't. I really had no idea it was going to be as hands-on and as hard work renovating as it was. So, yes, it was definitely as hard work as it looked.
Sure. Well, it seems like life was going pretty well for you when you had your first son back in 2006. Was the path to becoming a parent fairly smooth for you?
It was extremely smooth. We decided that we wanted to have a baby and we got pregnant on our first attempt.
Oh, wow.
It was fantastic. It was incredibly easy and I had a great pregnancy and a great birth, and yeah, we were really lucky in that it was so easy, which I think we just sort of took for granted that it would be, you know, that easy again when we decided for number two. So I remember when we decided we wanted to have another one, I went, right, well, I want to get pregnant this month and we'll start trying and it'll happen that quickly. But you know, obviously it doesn't happen like that all
yeah.
the time. And, yeah, it didn't the second time.
Yeah, right. We'll talk about more about that in a moment. But I just want to ask you first about that first baby. How did you find it becoming a new mum for the first time?
I think I set my expectations quite realistically in that I knew that it was going to be a huge life change, and it is, and it was. And so I expected that. And I was also, I really was ready in my life. I think we were both ready as a couple and I was ready personally. I'd had some great times in my career, but I wanted to just change the focus, and I knew that it would all be about the child, and I was prepared for it to be that. But having said that, it's still incredibly hard work, and you know, you can never be quite prepared, I think.
And then when did you get the blog with Essential Baby?
I think Jamison, who's our son, was about one or one and a half, and I just saw, I think I was a member of Essential Baby, and they put out an email alert saying, you know, we're looking for bloggers, and if you're interested, apply here. And I always enjoyed writing as well as songwriting, and I thought that would be something I'd really like to do, but I actually applied under my married name because I didn't want to get it just because I'd been on The Block. Yeah, I applied under my married name and just as a writer, and yeah, I got the job, which was fantastic, and I've been doing that ever since, over 3 years now.
Well, it's a great gig for one thing, because you get paid for doing something that the rest of us just do for love. But
absolutely,
it's also a great blog, and you know, you've written about all sorts of topics. Some of them a little bit more controversial, like controlled crying and co-sleeping, and mums often get fired up about that. But does it normally stay pretty civil for you on your blog?
It did. I actually had a really good run of people being civil and thought, gosh, this is great. And then I wrote about circumcision, which I expected could get a little bit feisty, and certainly did get feisty. But, I mean, the thing about blogs is that sometimes people can be, you know, heated up. I think being anonymous lends people to sometimes say things that they wouldn't say in real life. Some people surprise me sometimes how hostile they can be towards each other and towards me, but yeah, circumcision is a pretty heated topic, so it definitely brought everyone out. And the one that surprised me was when I wrote about giving birth and asking why women feel the need to put so much pressure on themselves to do it naturally, and does it really matter if we're drugged to the hilt or if we have a cesarean or however we do it, if we get a healthy baby at the end. But there's a lot of pro-natural birth people that felt quite strongly, you know, in opposition to me. So, yeah, that definitely had a heated response.
And the pro-natural birthers and the free birthers seem to congregate around the Essential Baby website, I've noticed.
I didn't even really realise that. So,
yeah.
Maybe because they don't always comment on my blog. So, yeah, so when I criticise free birthing, that certainly brought them all out of the woodwork. And, yeah, they had a lot to say about that. But, I mean, look, I'm a big believer in everyone do what you feel is right, and as long as it's not hurting anybody, then make your own parenting choices. But I don't know, the whole free birthing thing's pretty full on to me.
Yeah. I'm talking to Amity Dry. She's a singer, a mum, and a blogger for Essential Baby, and you probably also remember her from the TV show The Block. You mentioned before that number two, you know, didn't come easily. Obviously, you had a great time up till number one. You got the baby blog going. I guess you would have been thinking, right, let's go for number two now. I'm the parenting guru now. And it didn't quite work out, did it?
No, well, like you said, I did, and as I said earlier, I did kind of go, okay, we're ready to have, you know, our next baby, and I want to get pregnant in this month, so I'm going to start planning in that month. And, you know, the first probably 3 months it didn't happen, I was just quite irritated. I thought, 3 months, that's a long time, which obviously it's not a long time. And, you know, and then by 5 months I was getting extremely impatient. I remember going to the obstetrician saying, what's wrong? And he said, well, it's only been 5 months, and I was sort of like, well, every month is just feels like forever. And then I did get pregnant after 9 months and kind of went, okay, well, that's great, that was all, you know, for a reason, and it taught me to be patient. And then I miscarried, and that was a huge shock, because obviously women know that, you know, 1 in 4 miscarry, but I think you still, the first time it happens to you, you're never really ready for it.
You don't think it's going to happen to you?
No, you don't, you really don't. And you know, that was obviously devastating. And then I went on to have 2 more, what they call chemical pregnancies, you know, where it's a very early miscarriage. So, you know, if you're not trying, you probably might not even know that you're pregnant. But like everyone out there who's trying knows, you certainly...
You do that pregnancy test on day 28 and...
Exactly. And I think in a way now these tests that you can do so early do as much harm as they do good, because... You know, in a way, before you could do that, you know, like my mum would say, we had to wait 2 weeks. And in those days, if pregnancies weren't viable, you probably never really even knew.
That's
but
true.
But now we're so used to being in control of everything, and we want to know the day we're pregnant, and, you know, to then lose it a week later. And this is what I wrote about in my blog. It doesn't matter if you've been pregnant for a week or, you know, 2 weeks or 6 weeks. It still hurts. And I think we need to be able to talk about that more in society.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, things did go well for you after a while, and you did have another baby. Did that help you to deal with the grief of that sort of time that would have been quite painful for you?
I think the grief came out in an unexpected way. I think because I've been so busy, and I think because you have another child, you just push past it. You know, you don't really let yourself grieve. And I think, and this is another thing I wrote about, because they were all very early miscarriages, part of me thought, well, you know, they're not real miscarriages, or I can't really grieve because I was only pregnant for a week or 3 weeks. So I didn't really let myself grieve a lot about it. I just would go, right, next month and next month. And then a family friend of ours passed away, and at the funeral I was just absolutely beside myself. And obviously, I was devastated about losing her, but I think everything came out then. And, you know, it wasn't until I spoke to somebody later and she said, well, obviously, that was all, you know, that was the grief of everything all coming out.
Accumulated.
At one time.
Yep. And so what's been different for you now, second time round, Amity? Do you appreciate it more?
Look, of course you do, but I think everybody appreciates their babies, you know, no matter what you've been through. But I think second time around, you're definitely more relaxed, because you know that they're not going to break. You know that crying for 5 minutes isn't going to kill them. I mean, it's still horrible listening to them cry, but it is different the second time around.
Yeah.
And I think you're so much busier just living your life and looking after your first and running around that they do kind of slot into your life a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first, your life becomes consumed with this baby, but the second one just sort of fits in nicely. And the fact that I've been so busy with this musical... Luckily, Miss Poppy is a great little baby who comes to rehearsals and sits there and sings with us and goes to anyone, luckily, because she sort of has had to. So
yeah.
Been blessed to have good babies both times.
So you wrote the musical between baby number one and number two, didn't you? How did that come about?
Well, I had written the first version of it as a one-woman show when Jamison was about two. I went to the Cabaret Festival here in Adelaide and I saw some great shows about single women looking for Mr. Right, and they were fantastic and funny, and I thought, well, they're great, but who's doing the show about finding Mr. Right and marrying him and having kids and all that's involved with that, because there's so much material and there's so much humour in it. So I started to write a show called Mother, Wife and the Complicated Life as a one-woman show, and I launched it at the Adelaide Fringe. It did fantastically well. I got a great response and I got great reviews, and so many women coming up to me and writing to me saying, that's my life, and it was funny and sad and hard, and it was important to me to do a show that was about the great moments of marriage and motherhood, but also about the tough moments, because there are plenty of them. So it did really well, and then I just thought, you know what, I'm going to turn this into a full-length musical. So when I was pregnant with Poppy, I started writing it, and I just launched it a few weeks ago, and again, it went spectacularly well, and so now I'm going to take it on tour.
Well, I was going to say, you're going to bring it to Sydney.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm planning on how I'm going to make that happen right now, because the audience response just blew me away and the reviews were fantastic. And I think just women are saying, finally, someone's saying that. And women were coming back to the next shows, bringing their husbands and saying, see, this is how I feel and I'm not alone. And I touched on a lot of different things. You know, I touched on that, the feeling when you get pregnant and you say, how do I know I'm going to do a good job? And this is so huge. And that fear of failing and not being a good mum. And I touched on postnatal depression and marriage separation, and but then also had lots and lots of laughs all the way through it. So I think women like seeing their own experiences up on stage and feeling like all of the things we're going through is normal and we're not alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you have to let us know when you get a show locked in.
Absolutely, I will.
Because I'm sure lots of people would love to come and see it.
Yes, well, the plan is to take it on the road, put the kids in the bus, we'll be like the Partridge Family.
Interesting. Okay, well, it's been lovely talking to you this morning, Amity. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for talking to me.
That's Amity Dry. She's a blogger with Essential Baby, and her new musical is called Mother, Wife and the Complicated Life. We'll let you know when it makes it to Sydney.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.